helping the men who had symptoms realize they had to tell their sexual partners, because their sexual partners wouldn't themselves learn until it was really too late, was a key message in the first year of our project. So, okay, how are we going to get them to care about telling their partner? I went and sat in the clinic and got permission from the clinic to be the final person that a patient would see as they left the clinic each day. And everybody gave permission for this. The men were asked, and those who said that they were willing to came and talked to me at the end. And I just said, you know, we're in the process of developing a program, and this is its goals. And in order to do that, I want to understand what your understandings are. And would you talk with me? When I started this, I thought, you know, this took a lot of nerve. Why would African-American inner-city men want to talk to this white middle-class woman from Boston? I thought that was by itself a huge stretch. But they were delighted that somebody asked them what they thought, and they didn't want to leave. We had great conversations. In the course of those conversations, it was clear to me that they held some views about disease transmission that would block them from ever taking the step to tell their partner. They often thought that only women gave this to men, and that they'd gotten it from a dirty woman, that it had something to do with hygiene. And often because of that, they were angry, so they didn't want to tell her. Now, that would never have come up if we hadn't had a conversation. And based on that, then I was able to develop a soap opera-style screenplay. So the films that we produced were then shown in randomized controlled trials. So some patients saw them at the end of their clinic visit, and some patients didn't. It was a random assignment, so it was a very rigorous study design. And we had instruments to determine whether they grew in their understanding and in their attitudes, and whether they were more willing to tell their partners. And we did this on slightly different goals with slightly different diseases each year for 3 years. And we published a paper about the results each year. And every year we saw that our soap operas had the impact that we hoped. It was really very gratifying.